Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Lauren, pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. We are here, listeners, for a mini-sode for Pod of the Dragon. That's this podcast, the one where we talk about House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones and all things going on in Westeros. And in these mini-sodes, we usually talk about like news and shit like that. But honestly, the most exciting news right now is something about the budget for House of the Dragon. And if the budget is the most exciting thing, then there's nothing going on. Luckily, Christine, you just took a fun trip that is relevant to this.
I went to Dubrovnik, aka King's Landing. And I saw a bunch of the places where Game of Thrones was filmed, and I saw the real Iron Throne from the set. And I saw lots of kitty cats and peacocks. Yeah, it was really great.
Were there any like areas that you went to that like really felt exactly like the show?
Kind of, sort of. They do a lot. They definitely did a lot of magic, like filming, like a lot of the places like she would show us. Yeah, I do want to plug our awesome tour guide. So we booked like this trip a year ago, and it included a bunch of tours, and one of them was the Game of Thrones store. And when we got there, it was just us and the tour guide, and she was really cool. Her name is Mihaela. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, I'll tag her.
Yeah, we can tag her on one of our Instagram posts. If maybe you have a picture from your tour that you want to share on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, I took so many. So yeah, she like catered to my desire to like take pictures in all the locations. Like, so there's like, I can post on the Instagram, there's like pictures of me at the Blackwater Bay and pictures of me and the Red Keep and stuff like that. What was really cool is the one day we went and did the city walls tour, or it wasn't a tour, it was just like you can walk. So there's like old medieval city walls in Dubrovnik, and you can walk the walls. But we didn't know is a lot of the show was actually filmed there. So then the next day we went to this fort where the actual, like the Red Keep scenes were filmed. But if you look out from the fort, you can see like some of the other filming locations. So the spot where Tyrion says, "I am the god of tits and wine," that scene with Varys, I saw that space, and that was like really unique to see. Yeah. And then the fort, it was like actually a pretty small fort, but they filmed like a lot of different scenes there. So they were able to film like scenes of like the streets in King's Landing in there by just like setting up props and things like that. They filmed like the actual Red Keep. They filmed Joffrey's name day feast, I think was the first thing that they ever filmed there. The conversation that Cersei has with Littlefinger, where she's saying power is power instead of knowledge is power, that scene was filmed in that fort. So that was really cool. So we all post pictures of that. We saw the Blackwater Bay. The first thing we found the first day before we even went on the tour was the Shame Stairs. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, the stairs of the Sept of Baelor. They're actually, you'll like,
did you get naked and walk down them?
No, but these guys acted like I was going to. So like during the tour, she said, "You can do a walk of shame if you want." And I had like a coat on, but underneath I had like this little dress that I purposefully wore because it looked kind of like Game of, like King's Landing-y. Like it wasn't cosplay, but it was just something that like in pictures sort of felt like it fit with the scene. So I was very like Instagram wife on that one. So I'm like, yes. I take off my coat so you can like see my cute little dress. So I like took off my coat and stood at the top of the stairs, and there's like this group of guys who just like look over staring like they thought I was actually gonna strip naked and do
it. You were naked under your coat
for a minute. I was like, no, sorry.
I wonder if that happens sometimes.
She said like people do the walk of shame all the time and they'll take stuff off, but like they don't get completely naked, but like one drunk guy once did and had people like running behind him yelling shame, shame, shame.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but what's cool is like it's actually called the Jesuit staircase, so that you would find cool. So it was built by the Jesuits.
Christine and I both went to Jesuit colleges.
We did. I went to Fordham University. And I went to Regis. Yeah. So like there was a Jesuit, not university, but a Jesuit school there at one point, like a training place at the top of the stairs. So that's what's really there. Now it's like a high school, not a Jesuit high school, I don't think. Maybe it is. But anyway, the Sept of Baelor doesn't exist, but the stairs do. And then all along the stairs, the first day when we noticed it was because there were all these like there was like a juice bar and it had a juice called like Walk of Shame. And we're like, nice. Oh, we figured it was just like a hangover reference. And then there was another place. It was like a walk place, like W-O-K. And it said Walk of Shame. And
nice. I was
like, and that's when like, and then we saw a third Walk of Shame thing. And then Rich was just like, if those are the stairs, right? This is Cersei's Walk of Shame. Like, we just like figured it out.
Light bulb moment.
There. If you ever go to Dubrovnik, you'll find the Shame Stairs, the Jesuit staircase. It's not that hard. But at the top, or like at the top of like the street that it's on, at the bottom of the stairs, there's a little to-go cocktail stand and he sells Shame mojitos. And when he makes, I ordered a Shame mojito and when he gives it to you, he goes, shame, shame, shame.
Oh my gosh. So wait, is it like no open container laws there?
I guess not. Cause yeah, cause the Shame place exists. So yeah,
yeah,
I just walked around with my Shame mojito. Or maybe that's part of the shame is that it's illegal. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't,
I'm pretty sure you can.
I wouldn't be surprised if you can walk around with alcohol in Croatia.
Yeah, I think you can.
I feel like that's like the vibe there.
Yeah, at least in like the old town. And our tour guide shared with us that she shared with us that when they were looking for the body double for Cersei's Walk of Shame, they like first asked like anyone in Dubrovnik so they didn't have to fly people in, but it's like a really small city of like 4,000 people. And they were just
really?
Yeah. So no one wanted to do it. Like everyone was just like, no, like at least like within the old town area. So like no one wanted to do it. They're like, I don't want all these people to see me naked. So they had to get someone from
London. I didn't know it was that small.
Yeah, it wasn't that big. I mean, the surrounding area is like more sprawling, but like we like we're mostly in like the touristy area, or we were where we were staying is Savta, which is like 20 minutes away. It's like a little beach town. Is apparently like where like when people first settled in Dubrovnik they started in Savta, which I learned, which is cool. So we did that, and then a lot of the scenes from like Karth were filmed on the island of Lokrum that you can take a ferry to, so that wasn't part of our tour, but we went out and did it anyway. It was like real cheap and like 15 minute ferry, and that island is just filled with peacocks, so now I want to go back cool. and watch the Karth scenes and see if we can hear any peacocks in the background.
Yeah.
Like they probably edited it out in production, but it would also make sense if there was just like weird exotic birds in Karth.
I feel like there was like at least one peacock just walking around at some point.
Yeah. And they had like peacock statues at like one of the markets in Karth. And like, that was like a call out to like the island where it was actually filmed.
Cool.
There's like an old monastery there and there's like gardens. So we walked through there, like that's where Karth was filmed. But then that's also where the real Iron Throne is now. So at the end of filming, HBO, like to thank the city of Dubrovnik for letting them film there so much, donated the Iron Throne. And it's just like on Lokrum, just like sitting there unattended. You can go up
really?
And sit on it if you want. Yeah. So
that's I'll cool. That I had to like... Too. Yeah, I think we should post us side by side of both of us sitting on the Iron Throne. Mine was a replica one at, it's not Comic-Con anymore because that's like a trademark now, but it used to be Denver Comic-Con.
Oh, nice. What do they have to call it now?
Pop Culture Con or something? I don't know. I haven't been since it was Comic-Con actually. But but yeah, I had to like wait in line for like 25 minutes to sit on it. So that's funny that the real one is just like sitting there.
Yeah, I think part of it was like definitely I recommend, I mean, it's the same with like all of places in Europe, but like if you go during the off season, if you want to do anything touristy, it's a lot better, because otherwise I couldn't imagine getting any of those pictures without like just like a bunch of tourists in the background. Yeah. And our tour guide said she was sad that they did not return for House of the Dragon, that they were kind of hoping that they would, but because of COVID they did most of it in studio for first season, like a lot of it, and then they're filming in Portugal, which I think we've said on an episode before.
We've talked about that a bit,
so they said they were bummed about that.
I mean, we're bummed about it too, because it's fun to go do stuff like what you just did, to like go visit the locations. So
I feel like there's gonna be less of that now with like all this new like better than green screen technology, like the virtual
sets
and stuff like they used for like the Mandalorian and like they're used for House of the Dragon. So there might be less of stuff like this in our future.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like those sets are super expensive, but it's still cheaper than like going to a location
long term. Sure. Yeah. They were there
especially for a show like this where it's ongoing. and you're using like the same virtual spaces over and over again.
Yeah. What was interesting with Dubrovnik though, is like, it's tiny. Like the area where like the old town is like not very big. So the scenes where they're filming in the streets, they had to like literally shut down the street. And like our tour guide was saying, like she had to like go a different way to get to school that day because they like shut it down and people couldn't get through and they like closed off the gates. And then it was like part of the law was that they could film for like an hour and then they had to stop and let people through. So people are just like walking through the sets. So she showed us pictures of like, it's like set up to look like King's Landing and then people are like walking through in their like modern clothes and their phones.
Awesome.
Yeah, so like that was
that's how the Starbucks cup got into that one scene.
Oh, maybe. So yeah, they actually they only filmed like one or two scenes from season 8 there, like the scene where Jon Snow, Arya, Bran, and Sansa are all on the dock leaving Blackwater Bay. Like that was actually filmed there, but most of it they like came and took pictures and then they made a model in studio, probably because it was burnt to a crisp. They couldn't really replicate that, not in a studio. Same with Blackwater Bay, like the Battle of Blackwater Bay was filmed in Belfast in a pool, which is the same pool they filmed Titanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What pool?
Do you know? I don't know, like where they film all the things.
I mean, I used to go to a pool in Belfast a lot for kayak clubs, so that'd be funny if it was that pool, but I doubt it.
I figured it was like in a studio. Like, didn't we go to like...
Oh, like a studio with a pool. That makes sense.
Yeah, when I came to visit you and there was like, we did like the bus tour that the travel company paid for. This was like 10 years ago, but wasn't there like a movie studio that we went past? And they're like, oh, they film a bunch of shit here.
How do you remember all this shit?
I don't know. Because it's relevant now. So it just came back. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I got this little Iron Throne. Oh, I guess we're not doing videos, so you can't see. But I got a little tiny Iron Throne that said Game of Thrones Dubrovnik, which was hard to find anything that actually said Dubrovnik on it because it's not like HBO won't let them sell them. So like, I'm not going to say where I got this because don't come find them. so like they all sell like the official HBO merchandise, which was like kind of a bummer because I already have that stuff.
All of it.
Yeah. But I got you a Targaryen magnet that says Dubrovnik.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool. Yay. Here,
I'll show it to you because I don't know what else to actually see. It's just on my fridge for now.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Dude, thank you. Yay.
Yay.
I love it.
It's not Lauren's birthday. I'm just being silly.
Any other Game of Thrones highlights from your trip?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like that was a decent overview, I suppose.
Yeah,
we learned a little bit about like what some of the actors did when we were there. I don't want to give too much away because I want you guys to go if that's in your in your budget and in your plan. I want you to go to this tour. But like we learned, like Peter Dinklage apparently was like partying the whole time, and him and the actor that plays Bronn were like friends in real life and going out and partying together, which makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And, like one night he like slept in a hostel with these Australian people. So like instead of going back to his hotel, he just like slept in a hostel, Peter Dinklage. So they put up a
sign there that
said like Tyrion Lannister has stayed here and like King's Landing on it. So like that was like a cute story.
That's cool. I like when places that have had location filming like that, like totally embrace it. That's a lot. I mean, I'm sure there's mixed feelings from people who live in the area, like people who like it and people who don't, but it's fun to see that and just be able to like, you know, get the local flavor mixed with the thing that you love. So
yeah, that's cool. Like it seemed like people there typically don't watch it. She like started watching it for work basically. And then like her and her boyfriend got really into it.
That's cool.
But she said, yeah, like people in Dubrovnik don't really watch it. A lot of like the cab drivers, if they're like, where are you going? And we're like, oh, we're doing the Game of Thrones tour. They're like, ugh. Like,
yeah.
Like, so there's definitely some people like that, but it also like, it like really boosted the tourism industry there. It's always been like a cool place to visit because of the scenery, but it's just kind of like given new life. And they lean into it, at least in the tourism sense. It seems Star Wars was filmed there too. The Last Jedi, when they do the which is funny that like the futuristic like casino planet they go to in The Last Jedi
is like, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, I didn't either. When we got there, we started seeing signs that said Star Wars Tours, which And then she's like, I don't know why you would do a Star Wars tour. It's literally like, it's just the street. Like, it's literally just like this street here. They like put things on the doors to make them look futuristic. And they took this like very centuries old fountain and like put lights on it to make it look like it was like spacey.
Crazy.
Yeah, so that was filmed there too.
Cool.
Oh, and the other cool thing we did is we just like happened upon this. It's right by the Blackwater Bay, which isn't what it's really called in real life, but that's what I'm going to call it. It's called the Love Stories Museum. And it was like real cheap to get in. It was like three floors of just like different rooms. And it was all about like love stories. And I was on my honeymoon, so we're like, this would be cute. But there's a whole room of Game of Thrones and Star Wars where they like talk about all the relationships and they play the Reigns of Castamere. And then there's like a screen in that room that shows you like the real locations in Dubrovnik, and then like it slowly photoshops in like everything they did to make it King's Landing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because like the Red Keep doesn't exist in real life. Like that's right. Like the part that's like CGI'd in, and like every time they show it, it's in a different spot. Like it's not consistently in the same spot in the city, which I'd like never noticed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like sometimes it's in the mountains, sometimes it's by the water. Like it just keeps moving.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to pay attention to that now. That's so funny.
Me too.
Cool.
So yeah, it was a great trip. I had fun. I'll post pictures. I recommend, you know, if anyone's ever wanted to go, I highly recommend it. Go in the off season. Like in addition to the Game of Thrones stuff, the water's beautiful. The wine's really good. The food was good. It's, if you're from the US, it's really cheap. I mean, I live in New York, so I'm biased because everything's expensive here, but it was like very cheap. Like I feel like we had like really, really good food and drinks for like,
oh yeah, nice,
nothing, you know.
Cool. So, yeah, well, I'm glad you had a good trip, and thanks for sharing everything about that.
Of course, I was so excited to talk about it.
Yeah. So listeners, I know we don't have a lot of other news, but we are going to be back next week continuing our epic Game of Thrones rewatch series. We do 5 episodes at a time, and we're about halfway through or maybe more on that at this point. So you guys can check in on that. And we've got, like I said, a bunch of episodes of that out already, and we'll be back again with that next week. And in the meantime, if you guys have any anything you want to, you know, fight with us, if you have your own theories about Game of Thrones, send us an email, or just, you know, send us an email to chat with us. We might be reading some of those on some of these minisodes. So you can reach us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Yay. In the meantime, dreams didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Dracarys.
We did minisode. Recording. Stop. Recording. And recording. Are you sure you want to stop recording? Yes. Do